Welcome to Solder Smoke, where we talk about all things electronic and geeky. We meet on Echolink and swap ideas related to workbench radio projects. If you have any questions about this podcast or suggestions for future casts, send a note to soldersmoke@yahoo.com. Our webpage is www.geocities.com/soldersmoke. As always, have fun, melt solder, and pass along your ideas.
Yeah, KL7R here. Wasn't expecting you to show up there, Bill. M0HBR, KL7R, how's it going?
Good, Mike. Yeah, I wasn't expecting to see you either. I noticed you weren't around over the weekend, but I guess that's right. Today's a holiday in the U.S., so good to see you. It's the 20th of February, and it's 0545 local time and GMT here in London. Windy, cold morning. I'm getting ready to fly out of here. We're going this morning to Switzerland, and I'm going to do an experiment. I'm going to try to make a recording for Solder Smoke from someplace interesting in Switzerland, maybe from somewhere on the ski slopes. I'll do a recording using the microphone features on my wife's MP3 player. Maybe we can incorporate that into the next show. So how's it going, KL7R and 0HBR?
Yeah, it's going pretty good. I had a real nice visit with the guys on the Echolink QRP conference today. That kind of went on for a while, and that was a nice visit. So that'd be fun, recording your audio there in Switzerland. Maybe get on a chairlift or something. Over.
Yeah, we'll have to see. Well, I think it would be kind of interesting if other Solder Smoke listeners or Solder Smoke listeners would use the microphone feature on the MP3 players to record something. If you're in some place interesting, just record us a little bit of a segment or something and send it to us, and we can plug it into the show. And it might add a little bit of a two-way element to it. We wouldn't just be always transmitting, we'd be receiving sometimes too. Time shifted, of course, digital, kind of different, but could be fun. Well, I don't have too much to report in terms of generating solder smoke here. I've been busy with other projects, but there are a couple of things that I want to mention. I know you're a fan of Hackaday, the Hackaday website, just www.hackaday.com. I check it out almost every day, and I often find some of the best stuff in the Hackaday Extra feature. That's where he puts some of the stuff that didn't quite make the hack of the day, but nevertheless interesting. And this is something I hadn't heard about before, and something that will be of interest to the QRP community. A cheap, easy, and readily available heatsink compound. It's called Desitin. And it's been a while since you were changing diapers for your kid there, Mike, but for those of us who've been into that kind of activity more recently, that stuff is just used for baby rash, and it's available in any pharmacy or supermarket anywhere in the U.S. And a fellow on Hackaday reports that it's just great stuff for heatsink compound. So that'll be our kind of how to tip for the day. If you run out of heatsink compound or you want some cheap stuff to use for the same purpose, just go out and buy some from Desitin. This is a particularly relevant tip for me, since I have all my parts here in the workshop stored in the in baby wipe boxes. I kept all the little plastic boxes for baby wipes, and I found that they are excellent for storing junk box parts. So there we go. Desitin for heatsink compound. What do you think of that, KL7R and 0HBR?
Oh, shoot. I did that just a couple of months ago. You may think I'm fibbing, but I've actually used Desitin as HeatSync, and I hadn't read that site. I read somewhere that HeatSync compound was just zinc oxide, and I knew that Desitin was zinc oxide, and I used it for that. I think I used it in the HeatSync for the DDS VFO that was running so hot on me. I used Desitin. The one drawback to using Desitin as a heat sink compound is that Desitin is zinc oxide and cod liver oil. So it stinks. just to point that out. But the stink goes away. Another good use for Desitin is some people use it as bottom paint, as a biodegradable bottom paint for boats. It's zinc oxide, and just like copper oxide, biologics don't like to attach to it. So there's guys that have slathered that stuff on the bottom of their boats to keep barnacles off and hair from growing on the bottom of their boats. There, Bill, Mr. HBR, KL7R.
Man, that is amazing. I thought that was I read a lot of the QRP literature and a lot of the homebrew websites and QRPL, and I had never heard about using Desitin for that purpose. And you know, heat sink compound is the kind of stuff that you run out of every once in a while, or you can't find the little tube of it, and you're stuck, and you need it. And that's the kind of advice that or the kind of pointer that is very, very useful for home brewers. So amazing that you came up with that yourself. Congratulations, Mike. That's great. Yeah, I never would have thought of that. Let's see what else. I've been carrying experimental methods with me to work a few days this week. I just wanted to say that I think I was reading a chapter on mixers, and this has always been a bit of a mystery to me, the kind of the internal functioning of mixers. It's very, very mathematical, and it's kind of difficult to get a kind of intuitive understanding of the whole mixing process. But the experimental methods does a very good job. And I just wanted to mention, I also think that their description of how balanced mixers work and how they do their balancing thing is really good, the best I've seen. And they even have a circuit for a homebrew Gilbert cell mixer. So if you ever want to make your own NE602 equivalent, and experimental methods has the circuits for you. I think I was talking to one guy, I think, who said he did it because he felt guilty about using the NE602 black box kind of IC approach. But once he had built one on his own, then he felt that he could, in good conscience, go ahead and use the ICs. This guy's a real purist. It might have been with the NE602, or he might have built the equivalent of an LM386 audio amplifier. I'm not quite sure about that, but yeah, I thought I'd mentioned that experimental methods was particularly good in that area. KL7R, M0HBR.
Man, you're just nailing them today, there, Bill. I just happen to be thinking about that this week again. I don't know, did I talk to you about my interest in high-level mixers? Did I ever talk to you about that?
No, once again, it's the Anglo-Alaskan extrasensory perception at work, Mike. Go ahead.
Okay, so that's kind of what I've been thinking about all week. I've been thinking about those two exact things. I've experimented with... you know, I started to build a Micro Mountaineer, which has an LM, an NE602, not an NE602, the mixer you said first, the three transistor CA3028, I think that's what it is, Gilbert cell mixer, which is just three transistors, two back-to-back in balanced and one in cascode, and both the emitters to cascode. So I had started to fiddle with them and then got on a tangent. But one of the things I'd like to try, and I've been thinking about again this week, is a high-level mixer to basically take a CW rig that's 5 watts out and run it into a high-level mixer that can handle 5 watts in and do double sideband directly at 5 watts. And one way I was thinking about doing it was with a diode ring mixer with the 4 diode rings, 2 diodes or more, you know, to get a better reverse voltage protection for the diodes, and basically make a diode ring mixer that could handle 5 watts. That was one thing I was thinking about, and the other one, and then basically you need an audio amp that was 5 watts. And the other way I was thinking about doing it is running the high-level audio, high-level RF into the two transistors of the Gilbert cell CA3028, and run the audio into the current controlling transistor at the emitter of the two balanced transistors to do the low-level audio input. So that's another tangent I'm on here, but that's something I'd like to figure out, is how to do a high-level mixer to directly convert a 5-watt CW rig into a double sideband rig. I'm interested in that. And last night I ran into a guy in Fairbanks who was an engineer for the radio station there, and I said, "Oh yeah, I was going to school up there. I studied to get my first class FCC, and there was all this information in the first class FCC about AM broadcast transmitters." And I asked him, "Do you know anything about high-level double sideband?" And I have a white tablet here on my desk, and I filled up the entire tablet with what he had to say. It's called super modulation, and there's all kinds of stuff out there. It's really interesting. I think that'd be a fun project to figure out how to do high-level double sideband at 5 watts. M3HBR, KL7R.
There you go. Hey, that's really interesting. Yeah, double sideband. We keep getting back to double sideband, Mike. And, it's got a lot of advantages, and one of the big advantages is, of course, simplicity. And if you could come up with that kind of circuit that wouldn't require any kind of internal messing about with the circuit, say, on HW8, even better. Just hook it up, use the HW8 essentially as a kind of high-level VFO, but then it would be different because it would be the mixer. You'd also be getting most of the RF through, and of course with the passive diode ring mixers, I think you've got about 6 dB of loss there, so you got to deal with that. So you might need something that's an active mixer to get a little bit more RF out of it. You know, I think about with PSB, I found myself using doubly balanced mixers, but then I realized there was no sense to it because you didn't actually have to worry about balancing out the audio. And you had to balance out the, you didn't have to worry about balancing out the audio that much because it's not going to radiate. Anyway, that's one of the reasons I think when you look at a lot of Doug DeMoss circuits, he's using singly balanced mixers, just balancing out the RF when there's no audio. But you don't have to worry about the audio getting through. You don't have to worry about the isolation between the audio port and the RF out port, because even if there's audio getting out there at the RF out port, it's audio, so it's very easy to knock down. And even if you don't knock it down, you're not going to be radiating it at 1 kc. I've got mixer problems here too. I've been looking at my NE602 mixer in the my 20 meter double sideband rig, the one that I've been endlessly modifying for years. I think we've talked about this before, and I went with the with a circuit that's very similar to the balanced modulator, the NE602 balanced modulator in the K2, and it's a very interesting circuit. It's a good way to get really good sideband carrier suppression. But I don't think I'm getting enough out as much output from it as I should. And so I'm going to play with that a bit. And I've been trying, we've discussed this before, and the question may have been answered before, but I think I've already forgotten the answer. But I'm looking for an NE602 model for LT Spice. I wonder if you've heard about any of that, if you know where any of that might be available. Have you any ideas on where I could get the NE602 model for LT Spice, Mike? Go ahead.
Well, I'll look on the next over there, Bill. I'm pretty sure I've seen that. As a matter of fact, in experimental methods, there is a schematic for an equivalent Gilbert cell, like an NE602 or an NE612, and it's actually you might actually find it on the data sheet, but I think it's in experimental methods where they have an equivalent Gilbert cell mixer, and you could just enter that whole Gilbert cell yourself if it wasn't already out there. But in the meantime, there's places on the net that have spice models. But if I can't find one, you could enter the one that's in experimental methods, the example Gilbert cell they have in there, Bill. Over.
Oh man, that'd be a lot of clicking and dragging there, Mike. That's a complicated circuit. So I think I'm going to get lazy and just there's got to be one out there somewhere. I think I've seen people listing them for PSPICE, and I don't know whether how easily they are to convert over to LT Spice, but that'd be good. And I think I did see one somewhere, but we'll find it. I'm not going to be able to hang out here too much longer today. This is going to be a short edition of Saturday Smoke. I think I hear the family is stirring, so it's time to start packing bags for Switzerland. We're going to be in Geneva for one day. We fly to Geneva this morning, and then we're going to drive up into the Alps. We have friends who have a place up there. We're going to spend a couple of days up there. We're not going to ski. We're going to sleigh. I skied years ago and didn't get very good at it. And my family, they've never been on skis. We're only going to be up there for a day, so we figured it's probably better not to do too much, not to get too ambitious here. So a couple other things I want to mention before I go. I found a really cool website, which I guess will be Solder Smoke website review. There's a new thing out there called Rever. I don't know if you've seen this, R-E-V-V-E-R. And it's a place where people put kind of their homemade video shows. And you could just upload, if you make a video that you think is funny or clever or interesting, you could just upload it there and let the world see it. And I made one on the little trivial, what's called the trivial electric motor. It's up there. I guess I'll have to put the URL for it on the blog page for Solder Smoke. But I really recommend that our viewers take a look at Rever. It's there's some pretty funny videos up there. And two that I'll recommend. One title is kind of weird, but it's kind of an unusual video. But to check out Fear of Girls, that was pretty funny. And it's not at all pornographic or anything like that. And the other one is Lazy Monday. Lazy Monday, both on Rever. Check it out. I think you'll get a kick out of both of them. Oh, and I came up with I found a website that talks about solder smoke in space. And I'll have to put the URL up there. If anybody wants to Google it, you could Google it and find it. But apparently one of the astronauts up on the space station was soldering in space, and he was talking about what happens to solder smoke in zero gravity. So this is particularly relevant for our efforts here. What else did I mention? Oh, and one final thing here. I was watching The Simpsons with my kids the other night, and there was a line that they came up with, and they were looking for somebody, and I think Marge Simpson said, "We have to search for a tortured, antisocial misfit." And Lisa said, "Okay, great. I'll start at the Radio Shack, KL7R, M0HPR.
Well, I'll check out Rever. that's pretty cliche. We won't give Radio Shack a bad time. They're handy. Well, fine on the river and the fact that you got to head out. I did find a place that did have an NE602 mixer model, spice model, and it's ke6us.com. And what he said is he found figure 5.28 in experimental methods, and he entered it by hand. So he did what I suggested, and so you might be able to call him, write him a note, and he may be able to give you his model that he entered by hand from experimental methods. And maybe he's got it packed up into a nice little box to where you can just drop in a mixer into your schematic. And we'll keep you long, Bill. Have a good trip. I did do a couple things this week while you were gone. I put my DDS 30 signal generator, my DDS 30 synthesizer board into a homebrew SigGen. I basically ripped out the encoder, the PIC, and the code necessary to drive the DDS board from the pickle board. Just the basic stuff I pulled off of the pickle board and put in my own board, and put in a nice little box with a display, and that's one thing I did, and that's fairly well done. And also a friend of mine in Kenai is having trouble with a local AM broadcast station, and he's been complaining about that for a while. So I built him a wave trap, which is basically a series LC circuit to shunting AM signal energy on 920 kilohertz to ground, and allowing you to transmit through this. In the last handbook, they had a wave trap, and so I built one of them and mailed it off to him. We'll see how it goes. Well, 73 for this morning, and I'll work on this this weekend and put up Solder Smoke 16. M0HBR, 73 for today, KL7R.
KL7R, M0HBR. Well, making progress there, Mike. That's great. Congratulations on the pickleboard progress. And then at the opposite end of the technology spectrum, the wave trap. Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, trap those waves. It's very satisfying when you've got RF coming in from that you don't want there, and that you get that little filter circuit in and just knock it down. I remember the first superhead receiver that I made was a Doug DeMaul barebone superhead, or Barbados receiver as he called it, and it had the IF at the color burst frequency 3579, and my receiver was built for 20 meters, but 80 meter energy at 3579 was getting through, and sometimes for some reason I was getting religious shortwave broadcasters coming through, and then at other times or at the same time I was getting W1AW's code practice, so it was very discouraging because I felt like I was being called a heathen, and they were making fun of my code speed at the same time, so I needed to do something about that. So we worked on the front end filtering a bit and took care of that. Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't mean to take a shot at Radio Shack. I thought they were talking about us. I thought they were talking about us, the clients, not the store. But no slight intended at Radio Shack. I wish we had one here. I miss them. People make fun of them, but when you don't have one around, I tell you, you miss it. All right, time for me to get going. Off to Geneva. So maybe we'll have a solder smoke transmission from the Alps for the next week's edition. Yeah, and I'll take care of the publicity work when I get back on Thursday. Great talking to you, Mike, and we'll talk more about this in the next edition. And in regards to all our listeners, thanks for all the nice emails we've been getting, and really appreciate it. And maybe we'll do an edition of Solder Smoke Mailbag next time. 73 for now, KL7R, M0HBR, 73.